The impact of climate change is so great that it could undermine the last 50 years of gains in global health, according to the Lancet Commission report. Weather extremes made worse by climate change are potentially catastrophic and unacceptable, says Commission project leader Nicholas Watts, who spoke to VOA via Skype.
In terms of drought, we often see corresponding decreases in agricultural productivity, which then in turn has a profound impact on malnutrition, particularly for children. For floods, we often see a rise in the rates of infectious diseases, cholera, and diarrheal diseases that happen as a result of a breakdown in sanitation.
And increasingly, it's just hotter, which can be deadly. An extreme heat wave in 2003 left 70,000 people dead across Europe.
And those sorts of events are expected to increase in frequency and severity as time goes on.
The World Health Organization warns that unless dramatic action is taken to reduce global warming emissions by 2030, approximately 250,000 people will die each year from the effects of climate change. Outdoor air pollution is linked to some 3 million deaths worldwide, 1.2 million in China alone. Watts says a shift from coal-fired power plants to renewable energy can greatly reduce that danger.
We see immediate declines in hospital admissions and in healthcare costs, which reduces the burden of already struggling health budgets. But there are also benefits to be found outside of the energy sector. If we can decrease the amount of the reliance on cars and motor vehicles and try and encourage active transport like cycling and walking, you reduce the carbon emissions from that sector, but you also decrease rates of diabetes and obesity.
Among its recommendations, the Commission supports a phase-out of coal power plants, expansion of renewable energy, investment in health systems, and a commitment to a strong global climate treaty. Watts says public health is at the core of a new global agreement.
Most of what you want to do to respond to climate change is good for public health, and it's actually a much brighter future.
Watts says healthcare professionals can be advocates in the battle against climate change. He says what's good for the planet is good for patient care. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.
For more information, please visit kekeenglish.com.